Partly cloudy skies this morning and 62 degrees. We look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 85 here today. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is being brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. A Shenandoah man was arrested in Red Oak on Thursday for numerous counts of theft and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported that at 10:18 p.m. Thursday, officers arrested 35-year-old Travis Daniel Lauman in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Lauman is charged with 91 counts of unlawfully obtaining a prescription drug, a Class C felony, 13 counts of the same charge but as a serious misdemeanor, and 104 counts of theft in the fifth degree. Lauman was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $10,000 bond. In other news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest early this morning in Villisca. At approximately 4:09 a.m., deputies arrested 24-year-old Jesse Allen Luft of Villisca in the 100 block of North 4th Avenue in Villisca. Luft was charged with OWI first offense and driving while suspended. Luft was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted in the arrest. Senator Charles Grassley held a series of town hall meetings yesterday, including a stop in Atlantic. Nearly 70 people attended and asked questions about 20 different topics. Grassley was asked about whether he supported the Iran nuclear deal, and he told the crowd that he hasn't come to a conclusion yet, but that he has some concerns.
I'm skeptical about it. I haven't announced opposition, but I'm leaning in that direction. I haven't read all 190 pages, so I better wait until I read it all. The reason I'm skeptical about it is I've observed since the president started these negotiations. And by the way, I think Iran asked for the negotiation because the sanctions were hurting them so bad. So we should have gotten a lot more out of it than what we got. Anyway, there was not going to be any nuclear industry in Iran when he started out. So then when we're done with the agreement that comes before Congress now, that Iran will be a nuclear power after 10 years. So we didn't get what we started out to get.
Grassley said he would rather the deal be a treaty instead of an agreement so that the Senate would have to ratify the deal. Grassley was also asked what his role as the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee in the Hillary Clinton email scandal is.
I make laws. I don't enforce those laws. The executive branch enforces them. And so that'll be a decision they would have to make. But I think that this is much more serious without all the facts being in. So maybe I better say what I know today. Now there may be other facts come out that will change. So I shouldn't make a judgment too quickly. But at least it seems to be possibly be much more serious than General Petraeus. As I remember, General Petraeus did not adequately protect classified information that he, but he did have it in his home. And the home wasn't a secured environment under the law, and that's why he pled guilty to a misdemeanor.
These meetings were part of his effort to visit all 99 counties in Iowa each year. A longtime federal judge in Iowa, known for rulings that improve jail and prison conditions, has died at the age of 91. A statement released by the federal court for the Northern District of Iowa says Donald E. O'Brien died Tuesday at his home in Sioux City after an illness. O'Brien had continued work up until his death. A statement released by O'Brien's colleagues calls him an extraordinary judge, known far and wide for his unsurpassed compassion, fairness, and commitment to doing justice. President Jimmy Carter appointed O'Brien to the bench in 1978. One of O'Brien's most significant rulings came in 1997 when he declared the conditions at the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison to be shameful. In response, the state took steps to improve treatment for mentally ill inmates. An employee at a bank in northwest Iowa has been accused of conspiring with an acquaintance to stage a robbery at the bank. The Sioux City Journal reports that 18-year-old Heaven Zevenbergen is charged with second-degree theft in connection with the robbery Saturday at a Security National Bank branch at a Hy-Vee supermarket. Court documents say Zevenbergen knew 18-year-old Angelica Perez, who is accused of entering the bank in a disguise and warning Zevenbergen via a note that she was armed. The newspaper reports Zevenbergen, then a teller at the bank, gave Perez $10,000. Perez was arrested Wednesday and posted bail Thursday for release from the Woodbury County Jail. She faces a theft charge. Zevenbergen remains at the jail. Court records do not list attorneys for the women. A man wanted by police for killing in Minneapolis has been arrested in Des Moines. The Des Moines Register reports a 23-year-old man was arrested late Wednesday after a brief foot chase. Police say he is wanted for second-degree homicide in Hennepin County. He is being held on a $20,000 cash bond in the Polk County Jail and faces several charges, including possession of a weapon as a felon, trafficking in stolen weapons, and interference with official acts. House Republicans have chosen Majority Leader Linda Upmeyer to serve as their next speaker. Upmeyer was elected to the position on Thursday. She is the first woman to hold the top leadership role in the Iowa House and follows in the footsteps of her late father, who served as House Speaker in the 1980s. Upmeyer says she looks forward to leading and promises to be fiscally prudent. The 63-year-old Upmeyer has served in the House since 2003 and was made Majority Leader in 2010. She is from Clear Lake in northern Iowa. Current Speaker Craig Paulson announced 2 weeks ago that he would step down from the role in January. Paulson plans to serve the remainder of his two-year term, which runs through 2016. In your funeral announcements here this morning, Leon Leroy Putnam, age 96 of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Leon Putnam will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. John Brosnahan, age 91 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Mass of Christian burial for John Brosnahan will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Betty Jane Heston Easter, age 91 of Redfield, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Betty Jane Heston Easter will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. James Robert Leslie, age 66 of Avoca, died Tuesday at Clarkson Hospital in Omaha. Mass of Christian burial for James Robert Leslie will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Edith Eastergaard, age 98 of Waterloo, died Wednesday at the Friendship Village in Waterloo. Funeral services for Edith Eastergaard will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Bethel Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty J. Weedy Berg, age 82 of Shelby, died on Thursday in Shelby. Services for Betty J. Weedy Berg are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Helen I. McNabb, age 104 of Granger, formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday in Granger. Services for Helen McNabb are pending at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Virginia Pauline Williams, age 94 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center in Atlantic. Services for Virginia P. Williams are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.